We would like to take a moment to thank our sponsor, Preborn. When a mother meets her baby on ultrasound and hears their heartbeat, it's a divine connection. And the majority of the time, she will choose life. But they can't do it without our help. Preborn needs us, the pro-life community, to come alongside them. One ultrasound is just $28. To donate, dial #250 and say the keyword baby or visit preborn.com.
It's First Time Caller Day on Trivia Friday. The number to call with your question or your answer to a question is 888-589-8840.
It is First Time Callers, so start lining up, folks. If you've never been on the show with us, today could be your day.
So First Time Callers only today. Now we're going to ask three questions each.
The quack of a duck does not produce an echo. Is that true or false?
That falls under the category of it's just wrong. Hey, good morning, everybody, and welcome to Trivia Friday on American Family Radio. First time callers only today is what we're doing here. We do that every other week. So many people have never gotten on the show who've tried and tried and tried, so we want to give folks an opportunity to get on who've never been on Trivia Friday before. I'm Tim Wildman with Brother Bert Harper. Good morning, Bert.
Good morning, Tim. It's good to be with you guys.
And J.J. Jasper, the pride of Owensboro, Kentucky.
Great to be here. And I actually joined Brother Bert at the Fishbowl Retreat last week. Some, what, 42 pastors and their spouses? And,
yeah, from all 13 different states, yes.
Yeah, great group of people. Brother Bert and Jan do a wonderful job hosting that each year. It was in Tennessee.
Amen. You're going to have Pickwick Landing State Park,
Pickwick,
right?
Landing. It's beautiful out there on the Tennessee River. In October, the leaves were beginning to turn, and with all the hills, it's a great place.
Yeah. You doing that again next year? Do you
planning on doing it next year. We had about a dozen of the people say, we want to come back, and we may have to do newcomers like we do here.
just real briefly, what is a fishbowl retreat?
Well, it's for pastors and their wives. Pastor, you know this, you was a preacher's kid. They get a little extra examination in what they do.
Thus the expression fishbowl.
Fishbowl.
Living
so,
a fishbowl.
Yeah, my wife came up with that, and we started this 10 years before it came to AFR.
Yeah.
And it's encouraging them. We challenge them about their preaching, but mostly, hey, live your life. It's not going to be the church members. It's going to be wiping the drool from your mouth when you get old.
Yeah.
It's going to be your family.
Right,
make
but
family
you do
a
spend
priority.
Some time criticizing their sermons, right?
We do.
I think it's important.
I give them, Jan and I give them an example of that, Tim.
I preach.
She can.
Here's an example of a poor sermon.
Hey, I got to weigh in. So the preacher, after the sermon, because we love October was Pastor Appreciation Month, pray for your local pastor. But he preached the sermon, sat down beside his wife, and she said, how do you think the church service went? He said, well, the worship was awesome, communion, prayers, it was perfect. He said, but at my sermon, it felt like I couldn't quite get it off the ground. The wife said, well, you sure taxied long enough.
Ba-da-boom. All right, Trivia Friday is on American Family Radio. This is what we do every Friday from 10 till 11:30 Central Time on American Family Radio. We have trivia. We ask you to call in and ask or answer. Or both. We prefer that you do both. Here's the phone number, 888-589-8840. You dial that number, you get on the air with us. First time callers only today, and you can ask or answer or both. 888-589-8840. We have a question, which when answered, you will hear this sound. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, that is a beloved cowbell.
It's a sad cowbell.
It shall ring, and all the world will know you've won yourself a AFR hat, which we don't have in the studio today. But
yeah, good-looking baseball cap. Yeah. You can win that. Now, one of these original nine questions is the mystery question. You don't know which one it is, but if you land on it and answer it correctly, you're going to hear that sound and win yourself a real nice cap.
You're eligible to call in if you're 11 years old or up. We don't care if you're 120. We really don't care if you're calling from the nursing home or whatever. We don't care.
No upper end, huh?
No.
But it is first-time callers if you've never gotten on the show before.
Mm-hmm. Any other ground rules, fellas?
I think that's it. Set?
Sounds good to me.
Okay, Bert, go ahead with your questions.
Okay. President election coming up, so here's the question. Which two presidents have only an initial for a middle name? Which two presidents have only an initial for a middle name? It doesn't stand for a name. The initial doesn't. It is their middle name.
What would be the point of that?
Yeah.
I wonder.
Everybody who came over on the Mayflower, not one person had a middle name.
Okay. Well, these really? Had.
Yeah, it's kind of a new thing in our lifetime.
Okay.
Second, in what city was an altar erected to the unknown God? It said that, to the unknown God. In
That's
what
Bible
city?
Question.
That is my Bible question. And I'm on with Andy Griffith. Now, I'm going to ask this without a multiple choice first. If it doesn't get answered later on, I might add multiple choice. How much money did Opie donate to the underprivileged children's drive? Now, again, reason I know it happened one time, but it's one of the top 10 shows of the Andy Griffith fan club. How much money did Opie donate to the underprivileged children's drive?
Good questions. Here's what I've got. Start off with the Bible question. Only one of the four Gospels recounts the men on the road to Emmaus with Jesus. Which book? Only one of the four Gospels tells the story of the two men on the road to Emmaus. Which Gospel? Second question, daylight saving time. It's actually this coming Sunday at 2 a.m., so don't forget we fall back. But there are only two U.S. states that don't observe daylight saving time. Name them. And for you grammar Nazis out there, you're going to be on high alert because everybody says daylight savings time. They put an S on there. It doesn't have an S. So while you're trying to remember not to say Illinois, you might add not to say savings time, only one saving. So which
Boy, we
two?
Just throw Nazi around everywhere, don't we? Good night. Now we got grammar Nazis. We got MAGA Nazis. Everyone got Nazis. My neighbor's a Nazi.
One last question, true or false? True or false? Thomas Edison's company made the cement for the construction of Yankee Stadium. Is that true or false? Thomas Edison's company made the cement for the construction of Yankee Stadium.
All right, here are my three questions. Number one is, in what country was Elon Musk born and raised? Elon Musk got a lot of attention. Oh, he's been well known for a few years now for his entrepreneurship and his companies that he owns. And now he's got directly involved in politics, supporting former President Trump. But I want to ask, I want to know, in what country was Elon Musk born and raised? Secondly, I don't think I've asked this question before. Sometimes I forget, but what causes thunder? Have I had that before?
I think you have, but it's been
A while?
Yeah, it's been a few years ago, and people have slept since then.
Okay. All right. What causes, I may have had that before. If I do, I apologize, but what causes thunder?
And you're looking for the scientific reason, not what you tell your children God's doing.
Yes.
You're not talking about those two superstars from the 80s that played baseball for Mississippi State.
Thunder and lightning?
Yeah, that's not what you're looking for.
No, I'm looking for thunder. The actual thunder you hear outside during a storm, I want to know what causes that.
Clap of thunder. Hey, there you go. That's the word they use.
Clap?
Yeah,
clap.
Meteorologist.
All right, thirdly, what is the main ingredient in hummus? What is the main? I love hummus. A lot of people.
Not Hamas, but hummus.
Yes, hummus. Bert.
Got you. I wanted to just clarify.
Yes. He says, I got him going in the right direction with this grammar Nazi. Way to go, Brother Bert. Keep him
All right, let's
honest.
Go. Let's get started. Main ingredient in the food, hummus. What is it? I want to know the answer to that.
Okay, we ready?
Ready, yeah.
Well, this is leftover from last week, and it's Art from Tennessee. Thank you, Art, for calling.
Please call me Arthur.
Arthur. Okay.
You've been holding a long time. Haven't you, Arthur, since last week?
I even had to hold through work.
Yeah.
Oh,
well,
wow.
That's dedication right
there. Yeah, it is.
Gentlemen.
Okay, Arthur, do you want to ask or answer or do both?
Well, I would love to do both, but I don't have a question for you guys, but I will be able to answer. I could actually answer two of the questions y'all just gave, but obviously I can only do one. But before I answer, I wanted to say to Tim, I watched his father's Culture Warrior video, and I just wanted to tell him that that was just an amazing video. And it reminded me of my grandmother back in the 80s when they rescued my family from an abusive father. She was instrumental in keeping the Playboy Channel off of Cablevision, because Cablevision was the first cable network.
Oh, is that
to,
right?
Be wow. around for the Tennessee, for the Memphis, Tennessee area.
Yeah.
And she was just, and she was probably the front runner of keeping Playboy from getting adopted to their channel lineup.
Wow.
Way to go.
What a legacy. What a family mm-hmm. legacy. Thank you for the compliments
right,
about
absolutely.
The
great
about the documentary yeah. on my dad. For people who want to watch the trailer or want to watch the movie, will be out documentary be out, well, it's be out any day now. The go to culturewarrior.movie. culturewarrior.movie. not .com. culturewarrior.movie is the website to it's a documentary on my life and my dad, which founded this ministry. All right, Walter, thank right. you for those. Which one do you want to try to answer, brother?
And actually, I think I will ask y'all a question, but the one okay. I was going to do the one about the daylight savings time.
Yes, sir. Daylight saving time. Here's the question.
You are correct.
Daylight saving time ends this Sunday at 2 a.m., but there are two U.S. states that don't observe daylight saving time. Name them, author.
They are Arizona and Hawaii.
Correct. Mm-hmm. And 63% of Americans don't want to have it anymore. I'm one of those ones. An old Native American, an old Indian chief, very, very wise. They asked him about daylight saving time. He said, only the government would think you could cut the top off of a blanket, sew it to the bottom of the blanket, and say you made the blanket longer.
That's funny.
Government, that's funny. Yes.
Hey, what's your question for us, author?
We always hear about in the movies that depict Christ being crucified and all that, and in that loincloth. And the question is, whenever it's stated that Christ submitted himself to death, even death on a cross, why do they state even death on the cross?
Now, is that to go back to the curse that it says about he who dies on a cross is cursed, and then he took and nailed our sins to the cross? Well, the pastor sitting next to me, Brother Bert, what's
that's what I've always understood and shared, and two things, that but also the most cruel, painful death, and he submitted himself to that, not just – stoning would be bad, right? Beheading would be bad, but nothing like
the Romans had it down to a science. It was the cruelest, most painful way to execute someone.
So what's the answer, guys? Bert, what's the answer?
Well, I think it's what what's his name over here?
JJ. Your old friend. I'll never forget my old friend, JJ.
It's what JJ said about the curse. Cursed is everyone who
is that right, Arthur?
It reinforces it in Galatians.
That's part of it, but the other part was because when he was crucified, he didn't wear a loincloth. He was completely naked, so it was at that time it was the most
humiliating
way to die, for him to be just completely bare, you know, his birthday yeah. suit in front of the whole world. So yeah, you had part of it right, but that was the other part.
All right, Arthur, thank you very much, brother. Thank you for calling from Tennessee there. You're listening to Trivia Friday. Do you want to say anything else, Jason?
No, okay. That's good.
All right, let's go to Brad. Is it Brad? Is it the red or the orange?
Bert? It's red. Brad in Texas. Thank you, Brad, for calling.
How are you guys today?
Doing well.
Doing well. Brad, where are you calling from in Texas?
Ezel, Texas.
Okay. Which is near where?
Victoria.
Okay. Okay, gotcha.
Hey, Brad, if you can get us off of Bluetooth, we can hear you a little better. It's real hard to hear you with the Bluetooth on.
Or close the window.
Can you hear me better?
Yes,
now?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, much better, Brad. Hey, do you want to answer, ask, or both?
Okay.
Yeah.
I appreciate you guys. I listen to you guys every Friday, and if I miss, go back and listen to it on the AFR app. God bless you guys, and thank you so much.
Well, thank you, Brad. Appreciate it. A lot of folks listen to, especially the Trivia Friday show. It's a lot of, we'd have a lot of fun doing it and lightens the day a little bit.
And we need that.
yeah, absolutely. This day and time. All right, Brad, ask, answer, or both, my friend?
Well, I'd like to do both.
Okay, which one do you want to answer?
I want to answer the Opie question.
All right, here we go.
Okay, Andrew Griffith. You an Andrew Griffith fan?
Yes, sir, I am.
Okay, here, and this is one of the top 10 popular Andrew Griffith shows by most folks. How much money did Opie donate to the underprivileged children's drive?
Was it 3 cents?
That is correct.
Nicely 3 cents. Wow.
And Andy was kind of upset with Opie for doing that. And he used the word measly 3 cents. But anyway.
What was the moral? Brad, do you remember that show?
I do. I record it on my DVR every day because I have MeTV. Uh-huh. And, the whole moral of the story was Andy jumped to the wrong conclusion because Opie wanted to donate the money that he had saved to his girlfriend. Well, Andy thought that he just wanted to buy some frivolous thing, but turned out that Opie wanted to buy his girlfriend a winter coat.
Oh, okay. So in the end, Andy's feeling bad.
In the end, Andy eats crow. That's what he says.
Sure. He sure did.
That's good.
It is.
Hey, what's your question for us?
Well, it's not really a question. It's more of a joke. Can I do a joke?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Who was the greatest financier in the Bible?
Let's see. That was going to be Drew from the banks of the Nile. Let's see. Yeah, I'm trying to think.
Good,
I'm trying to think of how the wording of that is.
Is that right, Brad? Is JJ
no,
Anderson?
It's not.
Okay. No. There's one like that that says something ties with Moses and about the banks of, withdrew from the Moses. Pharaoh's daughter withdrew from the banks of the Nile. All right. What's the answer?
Okay, it was Noah. He was floating his stock while everyone else was in liquidation.
Brad. Bada boom. That's
nice.
Good. Okay, Brad, I got a question for you. I ask this about every 3 months, so the longtime listeners of this program will already know the answer, but I'm not good at remembering a lot of jokes or riddles. But here it is, Brad. What's the only U.S. state mentioned in the Bible? That's what I did the first time I heard it. You get two hums.
Hey, Brad, what your answer Georgia. Had something to do with Tim's answer. I'll give you a big hint.
Oh, okay.
All right, you don't. Okay. Here's the answer, Brad. The only U.S. state mentioned in the Bible. Do you know the answer, JJ?
I do.
Okay. So Noah opened the ark and saw. you get it, Brad? You tracking with me there?
I can hear you.
Yeah. So Noah,
I can hear you.
So Noah opened the.
I get it.
All right, there you go.
Arkansas.
Noah opened the ark.
There you go.
Ba-dum-bum.
Yes, sir. Brad, thank you for listening to AFR. Have a great weekend.
Okay. It's Brad in Texas. You're listening to Trivia Friday on American Family Radio. It was Brad in Texas. Where do we go next, Bert?
Well, speaking of Arkansas, we're talking to Jagger in Arkansas. Welcome, Jagger.
Hello.
Yes, you're on. What part of Arkansas are you from, brother?
I'm in a town called Marshall.
Marshall.
It's like a little bit away from Branson.
Okay.
That's a pretty area up there.
Like right across the state line. That by Harrison?
Yeah, by Harrison.
Yeah.
Good.
Okay.
I got you.
We're about an hour away from Harrison.
I got you. I guess you've canoed the Buffalo River many times, probably, haven't you?
Mm-hmm. The town I actually live in, we have the Buffalo River in it.
Oh, that's nice. Okay. You do some fishing and canoe it and float the river, everything.
You can canoe it?
Yes.
Yes, I didn't know that was in
Buffalo River. I've never canoed
the river. You've never canoed the Buffalo River, and it's right in your backyard?
I just drive my side around.
There you go. That's
what?
Fun.
What?
It's side by side. Drive it around.
Oh, wow.
Not through.
I'd like
around.
All right.
I'd like to answer the question about the hummus.
All right. So you want to ask, answer, or both first, Jagger?
Oh, both. Both.
You wanna, okay. So you want to answer the question I have, which is, what is the main ingredient in the food hummus, Jagger?
Chickpeas.
Woo! Nicely
That's right.
done.
Also known, by the way, as garbanzo beans.
Yes.
Garbanzo beans, the same thing as chickpeas. And that is in the Middle East, that is very, very popular. It's kind of like they serve it before your main dish, like they do salsa at a Mexican restaurant, for example.
I know. I yeah. love hummus. I like pretzels and hummus.
Yeah. Yeah, I love hummus, too, and but it's made with chickpeas. That's exactly right.
We had a guy in our friend group when we were all in our late teens, and we called him Garbanzo P. I don't even know what his name is because that's what everybody – you know how it is with
yeah.
nicknames. And I never heard him called anything but that.
That's why
I didn't know the chickpea. I didn't know that was a synonym.
That's the way he never got into medical school.
Exactly.
they looked at his application and went, we can't let somebody name him Garbanzo Beans in here.
That's right.
Graduate
That's
from
right.
our school.
Yeah.
Anyway, so yeah. All right, your question for us, Jagger, is what?
Where do you learn to make ice cream?
Where do you learn to make? You like homemade ice cream? This is a riddle.
It's
I have
a
an
riddle.
Ice cream machine.
Well, then you don't want to go to McDonald's. I think we all know there's been kind of a conspiracy theory that is every one of them ice cream machines across the nation stays broke about
at the
half
same
the time. That's right. You don't want to get – you don't need more frustration
so
in your life.
McDonald's is taking job applications for for engineers, ice cream machine engineers
yeah.
right now. So the question is, how do you make –
Where do you learn to make ice cream?
Where do you learn to make
how
ice
do you
cream?
Learn?
Some university. Yeah. What university would it be? You know?
Yeah.
I don't know. Jagger, what is the answer?
What's the answer, buddy?
At Sunday school.
Oh, you learned at Sunday school. Nice.
That's a good one right there, Jagger. I got to write that one down.
Yeah. Way to go, buddy.
At Sunday school is where you learn to make
okay.
Ice cream. Yeah.
Thank you, Jagger.
Have a great weekend.
Thank you.
Hey, love that cool name, too.
Jagger.
Yeah. All right, we're going to take our break. Let's go ahead and take our break a little early right here. There's no point in getting another caller. We'll be back and take calls from Jeff in North Carolina.
Can I make mention Thursday night? This coming Thursday, I'm going to be in Alabama, Scottsboro, Alabama, for the Turning Point Pregnancy Center Banquet. And so please pray for that event.
Beautiful city, Scottsboro.
Oh, you've been there.
Where the mountains meet the lakes. It's
right,
beautiful.
It's beyond Huntsville, and it's right there on the water. Pray for that event, and if you're nearby, you can reach out to them. Turning Point Pregnancy Center in Scottsboro, Alabama, next Thursday night.
All right, we're going to take a short time out right here. We'll be back with more Trivia Friday. We'll reset our questions and go back to the phones. We're going to go to Jeff in North Carolina and got callers from all over the place. We'll be back and get to our callers after this short time out.
Did you know that every day, Preborn's network of clinics experiences 200 miracles? How? Preborn gives women with unplanned pregnancies a window into their womb through free ultrasounds, introducing them to the beautiful life growing inside. Once she meets her child inside her womb and hears their heartbeat, the chance of her baby's life doubles. Because of the generosity of you and me, who donate just $28 to sponsor an ultrasound, Preborn can do this. The cost of a dinner to save a life, the most worthwhile investment you can make. All gifts are tax deductible and go entirely to saving babies. Someday you may meet a baby that you rescued and you can give them a hug. Or maybe they'll give you a hug. Maybe they'll even save your life as they grow and pursue meaningful careers. One thing is for sure, you will never regret saving a child's life because life is a miracle. Please donate your best gift today. Just dial #250 and say the keyword baby. That's #250, baby, or go to preborn.com. That's preborn.com.
It's my turn.
Here is your host for My Turn, Don Weilman.
For whoever would save his life will lose it, and whoever loses his life for my sake, he will save it. James White, 44, thought his civilian job at McClellan Air Force Base was a waste of time and money. Doing the opposite of what most folks would have done, Mr. White took pencil and paper in hand and began to write a suggestion for the suggestion box. He told the U.S. government that the abolishment of his position as an inventory management specialist was in the best interest of all concerned. Now, that's something the average fellow wouldn't do. The average fellow would try to hang on as long as possible, but then Mr. White wasn't an average fellow. The suggestion bounced through bureaucratic channels for several months until it finally reached the Air Force Logistics Command at Wright-Patterson Air Force Base in Dayton, Ohio. And along the way, no doubt caused many an eyebrow to be raised and perhaps caused many a chuckle to boot. At Wright-Patterson, someone appreciated his idea and agreed with him. So in a short time, White's job was scrapped. There was no longer an opening for an inventory management specialist. There's an old law which says that one has to lose himself to find himself. Mr. White's actions were an example of that law being put into practice. He considered the job an unnecessary burden on the taxpayers. He saw a better way of getting the job done, and he was willing to risk his source of livelihood for the betterment of his employer. He'd gotten self out of the way and put a desire to do what was best above himself. All of us could benefit from such an example, for many of us have never lost ourselves. We think of ourselves as the number one player in this game of life, and our thoughts hardly ever go beyond ourselves. We would seldom think there would be a better way of doing what we're doing, and certainly would not suggest it if there were. We might lose what we're doing. One day, years ago now, Carpenter told some friends of his that if they would lose themselves, they could find themselves. In fact, he said, one could never find his true self until he had lost himself. And he went on to say that the person who was continually looking out for old number one would inevitably lose what he did have. The principle is true not only in religion, but in the whole of life. When you're willing to lose, then you're ready to find. And I guess many of us are concerned about James White. We nearly always worry over those who lose themselves in service to others, but we shouldn't. It's true, White lost his job as inventory management specialist, but he got a check for $1,000 for his suggestion and was promoted to supervisor. He lost himself to find himself and a better job. You know, truth is truth in whatever area you find it.
This has been My Turn with Don Wildman, a production of the American Family Association.
However, as it is written, what no eye has seen, what no ear has heard, and what no human mind has conceived, the things God has prepared for those who love Him. 1 Corinthians 2, 9.
American Family Radio.
There you go, the Flintstones theme from the cartoon from the 60s and 70s, best I remember. They updated it with a couple movies.
They did.
John Goodman was in one and so forth.
Yeah, I prefer the cartoons.
I would always get just a little bit stressed out when he was putting the things out there on the porch and the saber-toothed tiger locked him out of the house. That was made me a little anxious.
Yeah. Well, the one good thing is they had never had to deal with the rise or fall of gasoline prices. You know what I'm saying?
That's right.
It didn't matter to them.
Yeah.
They might have feet problems, but they were all right
yeah,
otherwise.
Right. Podiatrist yeah. made yeah, a right. back then. Yeah. Huh? All right. So
they didn't talk about gas mileage. They talked about the bunions and corns.
Yeah, right,
slowing them
right,
down.
Right.
Putting on those brakes were tough.
Yeah. Trivia Friday, here it is on American Family Radio. If you're new to us, we do this every Friday, 10 to 11 o'clock 10:05 to 11:30 Central Time. Each Friday on American Family Radio, we have Trivia Friday. We also call this
Learning University. University.
Learning University is in session, is on the air. And so we're asking questions and fielding questions from folks all over the country. And today is first-time callers only. First-time callers only. You want to reset your questions, Bert?
I will. I had one answered, and I'll add one. This question, which two presidents have only an initial for a middle name? Now, again, this letter doesn't take the place of a name. The initial is the name. In my Bible question, in what city was an altar erected to the unknown God? And then here's the question I had. World Series is just over. Baseball question. Who was the first player to hit four home runs in one game? Now, Freddie Freeman did it one game, at least one of them was a grand slam. But who was the first? Freddie Freeman.
He hit four home runs.
Four home runs. Not in one game, but one in the World Series.
Oh, okay.
The most valuable player.
Hold on just a minute, because I think you need to clarify your question. Ask your question again.
Okay, this is in one game, not a World Series, but I was just making reference to what Freeman had done. Here's the question. Who was the first player to hit four home runs in one game? I'm going to give a multiple choice.
Oh, that's good.
Was it Babe Ruth, Lou Gehrig, or Hank Aaron?
Oh, that's good.
I know the second guy to do it. Well, I know the guy who hit two grand slams in one game, I should say. Four home runs in a game. Wow.
Four home runs in a game.
Ohtani.
And this is the first one.
Ohtani did it the other day.
No kidding.
The Japanese guy. The Japanese guy who plays for the Dodgers. He did that like in August or something.
He did.
It was amazing. Go ahead, JJ.
Is that it for you, Brett?
That's it. That's my three questions.
All right, here's what I've got. First question. Only one of the four Gospels recounts the men traveling on the road to Emmaus talking with Jesus. Which Gospel can you find the story about the men talking with Jesus on the road to Emmaus? Second question, I'll add one. Chicago is located on the shore of which lake? Third question, true or false? Thomas Edison's company made the cement for the construction of Yankee Stadium. And, you know, they had a conversation and said, well, if somebody ever invents lights, you know, we can watch at night. And he said, hey, maybe that's something I need to work on. No, this is true or false. Thomas Edison's company made the cement for the construction of Yankee Stadium. Is that true or false?
He needed one more thing to be known for. You know, just one more thing.
One more.
Thomas Edison did. He just didn't do a lot. All right, I got two questions left. In which country was Elon Musk born and raised? My second question is, scientifically speaking, what causes the sound of thunder? What causes the sound of thunder? I may have had this question a few months ago. I can't remember, but here it is again.
Okay.
Go back to the phones.
Let's go to North Carolina, and it's Jeff. Jeff, thank you for calling.
How you doing, sir?
Pretty good, brother Jeff. How are you, man?
I'll be okay.
All right. You want to? Where do you live in North Carolina?
In New Bern, North Carolina.
New Bern, yeah.
Good area. Right there on the water.
On the coast there. All right, Jeff. Ask, answer, or both?
Ask.
Okay. Which one? So you don't want to answer one?
No. I'm going to ask one.
Okay. Well, fire away.
Does the Bible say who the Antichrist is? A lot of people have been trying to guess who it is, and I'm asking y'all, does the Bible say who he is?
Like a name?
Well, it says the son of perdition, but it doesn't say who the person is, no.
Even the Bible says there's even many Antichrists right now, and that was in the book of 1 John.
Right.
And that was written. But the Antichrist, that person is not named in the Bible.
Not named.
A lot of speculation who it might be, but he or she is a he.
Is not
right?
A
she. I'll be honest
it's
with
a
you.
He.
When I was in ninth
it's
grade,
not named.
I'm just going to be honest.
I'll tell
it later. Go ahead, Jeff.
All right. You said he's not named in the Bible. Let's Let's go there. Can we go there?
All right. You got 30 seconds. Go.
Got 30 seconds.
Yep.
It was one of Jesus' disciples in John chapter 6, verse 70 and 71. And it's got a name to it. Then you go to John 17 and 12, and Jesus will call that person the son of perdition. The son of perdition is the Antichrist. So if you go to those two verses, you'll find out who it is. John chapter 6, verse 70 says, and Jesus answered and said to them, did not I choose you 12? And one of you is a devil.
Okay.
The next verse said, it will burn to John. It will
gotcha.
Burn to
gotcha, Jeff.
Judas.
Thank you.
Yes,
yeah,
sir.
Listen, I don't mean to
hey,
be.
Hey, yeah, thank you, Jeff. That's interesting.
Yeah, I don't mean to be, sound rude to Jeff, but this is a trivia show, and if we get into long biblical discussions, then need to call into exploring the word.
I was fixing to say, that sounds like an Alex McFarland question.
So I didn't want listeners to think, well, he's being rude to Jeff by cutting him off there. No,
and I know what he was talking about, how he said, you know, that he called Judas a devil, but
it's not a definite article. It's an indefinite article.
Right.
He was a or has a demon or a devil from the beginning.
Right. Yeah.
Not the only thing you need to look at.
The Antichrist was not mentioned in the Bible.
I was saying, and this is personal with me, is when I was in ninth grade, I thought my algebra teacher was the Antichrist. I soon learned that wasn't true.
That's
I went
right.
home and asked my dad. Could my algebra teacher.
He was a pastor. So
could,
he knew.
Could she be the Antichrist? And he said, no, it's not a woman.
Right.
So,
little theological lesson there.
Yeah. Okay. All right. You're listening to Trivia Friday on American Family Radio. Tim Burt and JJ. Tim Burt and JJ here. Thank you for listening to AFR. Next caller, Burt.
It's Mary from Texas. Mary, thank you for calling. Where are you calling from in Texas?
Did you say Mary?
Mary, yes.
Okay, yeah, that is me.
Well,
all
great.
Right. I am calling, well, right now I'm somewhere between Groom and the Oklahoma state line, but I'm from Amarillo.
Oh, wow.
Wonderful.
Okay. I've been there a
nice
couple
area.
Times.
Yes.
Amarillo, known for a lot of things.
The big Texan steak.
Yes, it is.
Yes.
72 ounce.
And those Cadillacs that are planted with their tail feathers up.
Yeah. Great place.
Yeah. Cadillac Ranch.
Yes.
Cadillac Ranch. Yeah. All right, Mary.
And don't forget Paladero State Park.
Oh, yeah.
There
is,
you
that,
go.
Is that the canyons?
Yes. Yes.
Yeah.
It's beautiful there.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah. My wife and my son now, who's in his mid-30s, when he was like 3, they went on a little. I was out there to speak in Amarillo, and they went out to the canyon for a breakfast and a horse ride, a wagon ride.
Oh, wonderful.
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
It's
all right.
Fun.
Okay, Mary, well, thanks for calling. You want to ask, answer, or both?
I'm going to do both.
Okay.
I'm trying to decide which question because I'm going to have to guess.
Okay.
A semi-educated guess, but I think I want to answer the question about the road to Emmaus.
Okay, here's the question.
And I have a...
Yeah, go ahead.
Let me repeat the question. Only one of the four Gospels recounts the men on the road to Emmaus. Which Gospel?
I have a 25% chance of getting it right. I'm going to say Matthew.
No, ma'am, it's not Matthew, but you made it. You made it. You gave somebody else a 33 1/3 chance
there
to get it
go.
Right.
There you go.
Yes.
I was just going on Matthew being so meticulous in what he wrote down. But anyway.
Yeah.
Good guess.
Yeah, that was. You had to
get it.
And that's a great story. Didn't our hearts burn within us as he opened up the scriptures?
Yes.
And then when he took the food and blessed it. Then he disappeared.
Amen.
Wonderful, wonderful. And a movement, the walk to Emmaus. You know, of course, they took that as a theme there. What's your question for us, Mary?
Well, originally I'm from the great state of Wyoming. And my question is, how do you pronounce the capital of Wyoming? Is it Laramie or Laramie?
Well, that's a good question. I've always pronounced that. Doesn't mean it's right, Laramie.
Well, here's the deal. The people in Missouri, they pronounce it one way, and the people in Missouri, they pronounce it another way. And the same thing for them folks that lives in Louisville or Louisville. They both say it a little bit different, so I guess it all depends on which side of the fence you're standing on.
Let me share with you. There was an old Western called Laramie. That's how they said it.
Yes.
And then also...
Oh, yeah, we watch it all the time.
Okay, yeah. Laramie. And so I'm going to say Laramie because, you know, you can't beat television in the 50s and 60s. That's when they did the Westerns and did
them
right.
I'm going to say Laramie because she wouldn't have asked if there wasn't a little bit of a hint that it could be pronounced Laramie, and we're just saying it wrong.
We went to Wyoming in September and visited Fort Laramie, and it was actually named after a French trapper named La Ramie. So there's another pronunciation.
Okay, well, which is correct? you're from Wyoming. You know what's the correct answer, Mary?
Yes, Cheyenne.
Oh, that was perfect.
Oh,
wow.
I feel violated.
Hey, now you're really... edumacated.
Hey, hold on.
Edumacated.
Stay
yeah,
on
that's...
the line while I get
you know what,
most
Mary?
Of this tackle box out of my the hook and the
this
lures.
Is honest, this is honest truth. Honest truth as opposed to the dishonest truth. When Mary asked that question, my mind was going, the capital is not Laramie.
Yeah.
And I was going, but she sounds so confident.
But
she says she's from Wyoming.
And she's from Wyoming.
So she tricked us.
Yeah,
oh,
absolutely.
My word. That was excellent.
Yeah.
Hey,
Cheyenne. I gotcha. Good. That's an old Wyoming joke. Woo,
Mary, while we're here and talking about explorers, so it's funny, for real, it's funny how you have Lafayette, Louisiana. You have Lafayette, same spelling, all these things I'm telling you, Lafayette County, down the road from where our studios are. You have Lafayette, Indiana, and it's all the same, but Lafayette, Lafayette. So, you know, that does happen across the country.
There you go.
Well, how do you say Cheyenne in a different way, Mary? Is there a different way to say Cheyenne?
No.
Not that I know of.
Right. Well, you made us laugh, and you got us good. Have a great weekend. Thank you for listening to AFR.
Thank you.
I hope you're proud of yourself, Mary.
That was fun.
All right. Bye-bye.
Okay.
Thank you, Mary. Mary, calling in.
Now,
so if you're paying attention out there, American history and geographical students, Cheyenne is the capital of Wyoming, not Laramie.
And I'll tell you one other thing we proved. Mary is quite contrary. I think we can just agree on that.
She is a good sport there.
Amen.
All right, you're listening to Trivia Friday on American Family Radio. Let's repeat our questions quickly, fellas.
Okay. Which two presidents have only an initial for a middle name? Bible question, in what city was an altar erected to the unknown God? And then baseball question, who was the first player to hit four home runs in one game? Was it Babe Ruth, Lou Gehrig, or Hank Aaron?
Here's what I've got. One of the four Gospels, only one of the four Gospels, talks about the men on the road to Emmaus. Which Gospel? And it's not Matthew. So which other of the other three? Second question, Chicago is located on the shore of which lake, which of the Great Lakes? Third question, true or false, Thomas Edison's company made the cement for the construction of Yankee Stadium. Is that true or false?
My two questions are, number one, in which country was Elon Musk born and raised? He's not American by birth. And then secondly, the question I have, a science question, what is the reason why thunder makes the loud sound it does? What is that caused by scientifically? Oh. All right, you're listening to Trivia Friday on American Family Radio, also known as
Learning University.
Edumacation is here today with this show, and we go back to the phones, Brother
Okay.
Bird.
Okay. It from Arkansas is Larry. Larry, thank you for calling. Larry, are you there? Third time?
Well, I don't hear anything.
I don't hear Larry at all.
Sorry about that, Larry.
Hold on a second. Okay, try one more time. Larry, you there? Okay, what we're going to have to do is, the reason I say that is I hate somebody to hold on for long as Larry did and then not get on.
I know it.
So, Larry, can he call back after the program's over?
Maybe he can, and we can put him at the top
of
the list.
Just go to comments at AFR.net. and send us an email.
There you go.
Okay.
Go to comments@AFR.net, Larry, and send us an email, and we'll get you back on the
show.
You
could have gone through a tunnel.
Probably next week, though. Yeah. All right?
Well, let's go to Louisiana and talk to Wayne. Wayne, thank you for calling.
Wayne, thank you for calling.
And turn off your radio, buddy.
Thank you.
Yes, sir. Go right ahead, Wayne. Where are you from in Louisiana?
Lafayette, Louisiana.
Okay.
JJ was just talking about that. Right there on, is that I-10?
Yes, sir.
I-10. Hey, Larry, you're going to need to move away from your radio. It's causing some feedback for us and our listeners. You're going to need to turn your radio down or move far away from your radio, please.
All right, how about now?
Yes, now turn to the right, if you would, and look up in the sky. Tell us what you see. Wayne.
Gray clouds.
That's what I'm talking about right there.
Yeah.
Glad I could help. All right, Wayne, go ahead. Ask, answer, or both?
Answer, please.
Okay, which one do you want to?
The one about Elon Musk.
Okay, Wayne from Louisiana, Lafayette, Louisiana, is going to answer this question. In which country was Elon Musk born and raised, Wayne?
South Africa.
Yes. Yes.
Oh, listen to that. Yes.
Hey, Wayne, you won yourself an AFR cap, man.
All right, thank you.
So don't, when we hang up, don't hang up on us because we got to get your address, send you that hat, cap in the mail, okay?
Yes, sir. Thank you. I appreciate it.
Yes, sir.
Okay, so did you know Elon Musk was an African-American? Wayne?
Well, I knew he was from South Africa, yeah.
Yeah. Well, I didn't know if you, but you're a pretty smart fella if you know that. All right, what's your question for us, Wayne?
No, sir, I don't have a question.
All right, well, stay on the line so they can get your address. Thank you so much. Congratulations.
See what I did there? Huh?
You did good. I caught it, too.
It was good.
Yeah.
I need to add a question since my Elon Musk question has been answered now.
Yeah.
All right.
You ready for the next one?
No, hold on a second. Let me add one more question.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
I'm down to one, and then we'll go back to the phone.
Yes, sir.
All right. By the way, you are listening to American Family Radio. This is Trivia Friday, and it's Tim, Burt, and JJ. Ed's off today. He'll be back next week, and we thank you for listening to AFR. By the way, if you want to listen to previous Trivia Friday shows on demand, we have a whole bunch of them. If you want to continue to learn and have fun, and maybe you're traveling somewhere and you want to laugh a little bit, we have a lot of our shows we've done over the last couple of years at AFR.net. AFR.net, click on the podcast for Trivia Friday, and you can download any of the shows there and listen on demand. Okay, so I just got two questions. I got to add a question. I had my question about it's not been answered. What causes the sound of thunder? Okay, that's number one. And number two, to add one, is what are the two primary reasons woodpeckers peck? It's purposeful, if you can believe it. It ought to be. You're going to do that. What are the two primary reasons woodpeckers peck? So answer that question, and that's one of our new questions. Go ahead, Bert.
Okay, let's go to Alabama. Craig, thank you for calling.
Hello?
Yes, you're on the air, Craig. What part of Alabama do you live?
I live in Gordo. I'm headed south right now in Alabama.
Yeah, I know where Gordo is. It's between, it would be between Columbus and Tuscaloosa. Alabama, Columbus,
yes,
Mississippi.
Sir.
Yeah,
yes,
know
sir.
Where it is.
Good area.
Yeah, it is. Hey, Craig, you want to answer, ask, or both?
Both.
Which question do you want to answer?
The altar city.
Okay.
Yeah, the Bible question.
Yeah, the Bible question. In what city was an altar erected to the unknown God?
Athens.
That is correct.
Nicely done.
Athens, Greece, and I've had the opportunity to be there 3 or 4 times. I've forgotten exactly in my life.
Wow.
On the very place where Paul said that.
Right.
It's near the Acropolis, near there. And so that's where they have a place. They have a plaque in a area where they say this is where the Apostle Paul said, what was the quote?
He said, I want to make this unknown God to you because I've looked at all. You have many gods, but I want to tell you about the unknown God.
Right. Yep. Great opportunity evangelism to meet somebody where they are, if they love sports, if they love this. And you can say, hey, speaking of this, you know, let me tell you about Jesus.
That's it. Amen.
All right, Craig.
Great. Hey, you got a question for us, Craig?
Yes, sir. Shortest verse in the Bible in the original language.
In other words, Jesus wept. It's not going to make it, huh?
In the original language. Well, what we know so far is Jesus wept, and the next shortest is Remember Lot's Wife. But original language.
I know four languages. I just don't know
original
Hebrew like I should. I'm studying it.
Right.
you spell it backwards.
It's Greek.
I'm just going to take a stab. Is the word, I don't know. The reason that's hard to answer, Craig, is because you did not have verses in the original. You didn't have chapter 21, verse 2.
Right, that was added.
That was added. Yeah. So,
that may be a trick question.
Yeah. What is it, Craig?
Rejoice always, 1 Thessalonians.
Okay.
Rejoice always. Okay. Good. That's a good admonition.
Maybe
5:16.
Yeah, good. All right, buddy.
Hey, Craig, by the way, I know you live in the west part of Alabama, between the Mississippi line and Tuscaloosa,
Yes, that's it.
Anyway, we just bought two new stations that we haven't been on the air yet there, but that will cover central Alabama, Birmingham and Tuscaloosa.
Wonderful.
Now, our Carrollton station is what you listen to, right?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. So Carrollton, Alabama, which is across the state line there. But we're going to be covering all of central Alabama. We bought a big station to cover all of Birmingham and then all of Tuscaloosa. We got most of Tuscaloosa now, but it's going to cover Bessemer and all that area.
Wonderful.
Amen.
So,
thank you, Craig.
You bet.
We should be on the air with that by the end of the year, hopefully. All right, back to the phones, Bert.
Let's go to Illinois and talk to Joshua. Joshua, thank you for calling.
Hello.
Yes. Thank you for calling. What part of Illinois are you from, Joshua?
The southern part.
Okay. You got Chicago and the rest of Illinois, basically. But anyway, we're glad you called today.
Are you near Carbondale or where? Mount Vernon?
Yeah, a little north of Carbondale, a little south of Mount Vernon.
Salem? Illinois.
What did you say, JJ?
Near Salem?
South of Salem?
Yeah. Good area.
And north of Paducah.
I'll tell you something that's real popular in his area. It's coon dog hunting. They have the National Coon Dog Championship right there around Salem each year.
Is that right?
He knows more about that, right, Joshua?
My cousin does.
Yeah.
Well, they have the Coon Dog Cemetery in northern Alabama.
They sure do.
They do.
Well, listen, you want to ask, answer, or do both?
I do both.
Which one you want to answer?
The president.
Okay. Which two presidents have only an initial for a middle name?
Ulysses S. Grant and Harry S. Truman.
Woo!
Nicely
that's it.
Done.
How'd you know that? Joshua, you're a history buff?
I looked him up in the encyclopedia.
That's good. Wait, an encyclopedia?
Research.
What is that?
Research.
Said the person under 40.
You mean like an actual book?
Yeah, a book.
Britannica or the World Book Encyclopedia?
The World Book.
World Book.
Amen.
Hey, baby boomers, unite. When you get off of here, you need to drink a Fresca while you're watching your lava lamp. Let's just keep it going.
I remember when my mom bought the World Books. Everybody does from that era.
Right. Oh, they came down the street, door-to-door salesman.
We got the 1976 edition. It was a special edition, too, you know, and we still have
Centennial.
It. And it, bicentennial.
I mean, bicentennial.
And it's right there. We still have them. And our sons who grew up with them, they still enjoy coming in and pulling one of them and looking at it. It's a memory. Hey, Joshua, do you have a question for us?
Yes.
Go right ahead.
What did Tim have for lunch at the U.S. Capitol in June?
This past June. Man.
Just when you think your stalker's gone away, they're back. The Joshua obviously went with us on a tour and saw that I had a...
You know what you had for lunch?
I think I had a big salad. Huh? With
He did.
Wow, man. Tim, nicely done. Yeah,
that is awesome, Tim.
You to remember that.
Hey, Joshua, we had a good trip, didn't we?
Yeah, I checked out right behind you, and you put some type of superfood on top of it.
Yeah.
Aztec grain.
Yep.
So wow, trying to eat healthy.
People are watching.
Yeah. Thank you, Joshua. Sorry we got to run.
Hey, Joshua, before you go, do you recommend that trip to others?
Yes, I do. I enjoyed it. I would like to spend more time at things, but we had a hurry, but I understand that. But, I enjoyed the Williamsburg more than I did the big U.S. Capitol. But
good. We got to go. Thanks, buddy. Have a great weekend.
Thank you, Joshua. Appreciate it, my friend.
We'd like to thank our sponsors, including Preborn. Preborn has rescued over 200,000 babies from abortion, and every day their network clinics rescue 200 babies' lives. Will you join Preborn in loving and supporting young moms in crisis? Save a life today. Go to preborn.com.